Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
More fun and games. Racing time.
Racing.
So I'm going to go ahead and fast forward through most of this.
Yeah, this is actually when the racing happens. We kind of jumped the gun, but the racing actually happens now. We have all of our heats. We have said what happened. Danny wins because he has that experience as an actor. And then they pop champagne bottles and it's hilarious.
Yeah. And so then Janet gets a headline on her phone and she's like, oh my God, Brett, did you see this? And it's headlines about Jack. Jack's going to a mental health facility after his breakup with Brittany. I love that some people are calling it rehab and some people are calling it a mental health facility. Which is it? Is it like a
mix? Like a Shakey's pizza. I don't know. It's like... Maybe it's none of the above. I do think it's strange that he has so much access to text. I feel like the whole thing in rehab is that you're kind of cut off from the world. And the fact that he gets to like text every like 15 minutes, like in between sessions, I was like, this does not seem right at all. You know?
Yeah. So they're like, oh my God, who's the source? Who's the tattletale? And it's like, well, I don't know who the source is, but you know, like people know stuff that's a little weird. I'm like, how do they know this many details? How?
Well, I'll just put it out there. That profit on Atlanta is real good. So like she's just putting it all out there. But honestly, I'll tell you who the culprit is. It's Jax. I guarantee Jax is the one telling the media that he's in a mental health facility. Like to me, it's a very obvious. Of course he would do this.
Yeah, because of course he's doing it with the most sympathetic slant. Like, poor Jax, Brittany left him and now he's in a mental health facility, you know, and they're all, I think they all say mental health, right? They don't say rehab. So it's like being very careful with his wording, et cetera, et cetera. So Brittany's like, hey, y'all, don't anybody tell Jax and don't anybody text Jax and tell him that he's in the TMZ, okay? I just don't want it to be there, okay? I don't want, like, how does he know all this stuff, okay? Like, he knew we were going on this trip. Like, who told him we were going on this trip? And Jesse's like, I told him we were going to Santa Barbara.
That was the quickest resolution of a storyline. I was like, okay, here it comes. Six episode arc. Who's the mole in the group? 5 seconds later.
Hey, I got to. I mean, come on. We talk every day. You got to support the only, you know, like the bigger fucking narcissist, abusive male in the group. All right.
He needs a narcissist shield. So that way he looks like somewhat digestible.
Exactly. And so he's got to keep it around. Like,
yeah, Janet's like, we don't want to tempt him to check out early because he can check out whenever he wants. And Jason's like, yeah, well, like, I spoke to him on the phone yesterday and he still blames Brittany for a lot of what's going on. So, and in my response, I said, Jax, I'm like, okay, great, Jason. He's like,
yeah you're doing great over there, Jason. So yeah, none of this is going to help. Rehab is not going to help. Going to get help is not going to help because Jax doesn't see himself as the problem. No matter what he's telling you, no matter what he's saying on his Instagram stories, he always turns it around in the end and blames somebody else. He's not going to get well. The problem is Jax.
Yeah.
You can't just fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to get Jaxed. So Jesse is like, I mean, I don't know why anyone would care that Jax knows that we're in Santa Barbara. I mean, what would set him off is us going on a trip and not telling him and then having him see it. Like, yeah, you can be Team Brittany and she deserves support, but why does Jax not deserve support? Because Jax is the one sending abusive text messages.
Because he's an abusive freaking asshole.
Yeah. Because he threw furniture. He broke a bar stool in a rage. you know, it's like, that's 100% the reason why you don't support him.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I did want to talk to you guys about my friend, you know, because you guys have been like social bullying her and like calling people and told people to block her. And Janet's like, I did not tell anyone to block her. Okay. I said I blocked her. And Jesse's like, your husband called me. And he goes, oh, yeah, I did say that. And she goes, okay, well, but that's different. That's my husband. He's not a person. He's my husband.
I like that Jesse is more offended that Janet told people to block this girl, then he's more offended by that than this girl actually wanting to sending out legal letters, which is kind of like basically using the law to block people, right?
And he's fucking the guy from Baywatch.
Yeah, exactly. And especially when it turns out that the only person that Janet ordered to block was Jason. And Jesse's like, yeah, but you don't understand. This girl, she was on the verge of reaching 30,000 followers. Okay. And now she's at 29.9999.
And she's like, listen, I had nothing but wonderful things to say about this girl. I've said, like, at least she's better than the hoes that Jax is dating, who's posting screenshots about eating ass on her Instagram.
And I said that I thought she was very nice to me, but the fact that she was sending letters to Michelle, you know, and the fact that that you allowed that was disgusting to me. It's like, well, Michelle said things that were untrue. Well, what did she say? Well, Janet says, what did she say? And Jesse's like, she said your friend's going around telling people that you guys aren't together and she's sleeping with other people. Go tell him, flashback with Sheena.
Yeah, she verbatim said she's fucking somebody, and it's the guy from Baywatch. Corner!
Well, that's not Michelle. That's Sheena who said that, not Michelle. Oh, I guess Michelle said it on the show. Whatever. This person seems like a lunatic. So Brittany's like, I'm super uncomfortable with somebody coming into our friendship and saying that there's all sorts of slander and stuff going on, and it can't be slander if it came right from her mouth.
So Janet's like, well, are you together now? So you're not? Okay, then why are you defending a girl that you're not even together with against the mother of your child? Okay. And he's like, and Jason's like, because he still likes her and he wants to be with her still.
Jason, this is when you actually are supposed to like chill out because Jesse's going after your wife.
Yeah, you're supposed to like be standing up for your wife right now and being like, don't yell and threaten my wife, yell at and threaten my wife. But he doesn't. He's just like, Jesse's like, don't manipulate this situation right now, Janet. And Brittany's like, who manipulated? He goes, I'm talking to her. I'm not talking to you. And Janet's like, what did I do? Like, I don't like that your ex is threatening a lawsuit against my friend. He's like, oh, stop trying to play that fucking game with me. Okay, Jason, anytime now. You fucking wuss. I'm sorry. Is he not gay enough for you to yell at in public? Do you need Zach to come stand in so you can, you know, yell at the gay guy? Are you just afraid of yelling at an alpha? You fucking wuss. This is the thing with Jason. Jason acts nice. He's not. I'm telling you. He's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little surprised that he's not saying anything because Jesse is actually so out of line with this. Janet has actually very clean logic here. Like her saying, I don't like that your ex is threatening a lawsuit against my friend. That is a completely valid thing to say. And then for Jesse to be like, oh, stop trying to play a fucking game with me.
Don't you
like,
play your what? Fucking games with me. It's, I mean, Jason, you suck so much that I'm standing up for Janet. Okay. Be a better husband. For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Man.
I'm surprised he never got called out on that. What an absolute weakling. So he's standing there watching this and Janet just walks away. And guess who stays there? Jason, to hang out with Jesse. The fuck is wrong with you? How did he not get his ass chewed out for this?
Well, maybe, I mean, who knows? I will give one little out, which is that maybe they have a relationship where she's like, I don't like it when you step in and try to be like chivalrous. Because sometimes there are people who are like that, who are like, no, don't fight the battles for me. I will fight my own battle. So maybe they had that
situation.
Well,
he certainly did it when it was back.
Yeah, he did. And that's correct. It was surprising to me. I was like, I can't believe he's just sitting there. The most he said, he literally said this. He went, whoa. That's all he did. I was like, are you going to let someone talk to your wife that way? I was shocked.
And so Janet's like, well, I'm not playing a game. And he goes, you're not suited for this game. And so Brittany's like, whatever. And she just walks off. And Jesse just keeps going, you're not suited for this game. And Janet's like, well, she's like standing away now. She's like, your friend shouldn't be threatening stuff. That's bullshit. And he goes, and then now Jason, of course, is still sitting with them. So he goes, and you know what? Your best friend shouldn't have been cheating on me for 2 years, but she did. And Janet's like, well, if I was married to you, I'd be cheating on you too. She walks off.
Good for you, Janet. Good.
She's like, I've got a casserole in my purse.
I've got bigger things to deal with, like a dent on my forehead due to the low hood over my oven. So
she walks off, and Jason stays to hang out with Jesse and then starts complimenting how hot he looks.
Yeah. So then Michelle is talking about that she's saying that Jesse spends thousands of dollars on moisturizer. And so then we see Jesse in his underwear again, and because we're back at the house, there's gonna be some grilling and everyone's getting ready for the evening activities, and Danny is in the bedroom, and he's like, hey Nia, how'd it feel watching me win? I won it because I was in a movie that was a parody of the Fast and Furious, right? Like,
so that. Zach decides now is the time to try and work on Janet. So he pulls Michelle aside and he's like, I should pull Janet aside right now. I should be like, hey, should we talk before tonight? What does Benji say? Benji says I should be shitting my pants because he's like terrified. He's like putting himself like on a plane to get the fuck out of here. I'm telling you that right now. Benji is scared. Look, Benji is shaking. Benji, stop shaking. Janet's bullying Benji.
So Zach is now going to give a peace offering. He's like, hey, Jana, let me get you a bear. She's like, okay. Yeah, what sort of bear do you want? Because his voice gets like really high pitched because he's like nervous. He's like, what bears do you want? She's like, an IPA. Wait, what's that called? What's that? IPA. IPA? Okay. So he like gets her beer. He's like, hey, you want to like, can we talk real quick with your IPA beer? You want to do that? She's like, okay, I don't know what's going on right now, but sure, we can go outside.
So they go sit down, and she's like, well, you got me a beer first, so I like that. I like Dave and Buster's. Also ranch. Just name basic things. We can get along. Tater tots, anybody? So he's like, you know what? That's like, she says, do you have spray-painted abs on? He's like, no, that's why I can't take my shirt off. See? It's not fair. It's really hilarious. Okay, let's talk. So Janet's like, I hope he puts his guard down and realizes he said some really cruel things about me. So he's like, okay, well, we've had a good day today. Wasn't it fun reading all of Brittany's rage texts out loud? That was fun. And how Jesse yelled at you and your husband didn't stand up for you. This has been great. So I thought that maybe we could just continue the barrel of laughs.
Yeah. So, you know, with our situation, like things have like really gone sideways, and it's not just me though. She goes, yes, it is. She goes, okay, well, we're going to talk about it. She goes, I mean, I'm a nice person despite the mean girl comments, right? Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there are a lot of things that have gone sideways, and I'm responsible for a lot of them. And I feel like you're responsible for a few of them. So I want to know where that there's always, I was solely sincere when I was apologizing, and I thought that we had moved forward. Remember when I was wearing an Axl Rose wig at a party last summer?
And he's like, but then you dropped me, and now we have no friendship all of the sudden. Like, I thought we were good. And then you didn't invite me to Big Bear? I'm like, I was so hurt, Janet. And she's like, yeah, well, we weren't in a good place, but then we got in a good place. But then Jason rented a house that was too small to fit everybody. So then I was like, well, I have to exclude somebody. So am I in a good place with Zach? I hope that makes sense. I'm basically moving this on to Jason. Now,
you know what?
And I'm not suggesting that you were stalking me and trying to murder my baby.
Yeah, it was Jason's fault for renting a house that was too small. And should I have had a conversation with you about it? Sure. Was it more fun to bring in three giggling gays with pink Crocs and make them do the stuff, the dirty work for me? Perhaps.
But then Brittany came to me after the opening of Jax's and she said, we have to get lunch. I have to tell you, things got really bad with Zach. He went crazy and we had to have him taken out of the bar. And she said, really bad stuff that you said about me. And like, she was like literally shaking.
But she's like always literally shaking.
Yeah, but like in a sad way.
Oh.
She goes, yeah. And like to say something, you hope something bad happens.
I mean, if your goal was to cut me that night, you won. You won. Even my baby came out feeling horrible. And he's like, okay, well, I took full responsibility. Okay, like I was blackout, so it doesn't count. There, that's me taking full responsibility, Janet.
You know, I absolutely said stuff that I should not have said, but here's the thing. I was blacked out and I was having a private conversation with my best friend. You know, it's called talking shit. We're allowed to do that, okay? And this is basically a concrete example of how Brittany has actively taken Janet's side, and I kind of see that as a betrayal. So Janet's like, well, whatever happened last night, that night, I won't ever know because I wasn't there, even though it's on TV so I could just watch it, because I was at home 8 months pregnant. So I'm going to pull the pregnant card again retroactively.
I'm just going to keep pulling the pregnancy card. And she's like, yeah, but you know what Brittany told me? I have to live with that. And he's like, oh my God, is this going to go down the wrong path? I need Michelle. I need Nia. Nia, come here and hold my hand. Nia, this is like really hard, Nia.
What? No, why? You need my hand. Here's my hand. Okay, what's going on?
He's like, I'm getting like so emotional right now. Okay. So like, hold my hand.
Here's a hand.
Hold it. Hand. Hold it.
Here.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Janet's just looking at them like, what the fuck? Because Janet's like just staying calm, you know? And so she's like, okay, a lot's moved on. A lot's happened. I want to move forward. Okay. And he goes, okay, yeah, because friends get fucked up and say things black and blackout that they didn't mean, which isn't their fault. So thank you for letting me take responsibility. And she's like, Zach, let's move on. Okay. So we don't have to be best friends. He looks at her like, oh, how's this moving on?
We were. So can we both do this? Can we both move on? Because all I'm asking, let's just have a good time together. Let's move forward, okay? Okay, kumbaya, group hug. And Nia's like, huh, do I have to be part of this group hug? Okay, I guess I'm sucked into it. Okay, do you still need to hold my hand? It's a little clammy.
So then we get a spiritual guide named Willa coming over, and Kristen's like, it's Bravo. So like, we get spiritual guides to help us like resolve fractured relationships instead of apologizing. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
And by the way, congrats. If your name is Willa, then you are a spiritual guide. I think that's just kind of one of those things. If you name your child Willa, you just put them on the path. Like, yeah, I want my child to be a spiritual guide. I've named them Willa. Yeah, they're that's just gonna be their lot in life. They will be a spiritual guide. They will be a ceremonialist, as Willa declares herself.
Yeah, don't name your children like positive names, because they always have to live up to that. I'm naming my child Wonta. Like, I don't want anybody to expecting anything from my child, you know? Like, leave my child alone.
There's no question that our group is fractured. So I found this wonderful woman. Her name is Willa. And she's going to be holding a healing ceremony for us, as well as a gratitude circle, where we will all sit in a circle and hopefully still receive tips. Like, it still worked. That's her.
I was going to say, you got to leave it up to an ex-waiter to still be trying to hold gratitude circles. Like, girl, you got fired from that job years ago. Let it go.
I mean, we all know Willa's not going to be able to heal every part of this group, or even some parts, or even any part. I mean, not even Jesus Christ could do that himself. But I think she could put a metaphorical band-aid on it for the night. Like a really, really big band-aid. I'm like, or literally nothing even close to a band-aid. How about like she puts like, she puts snot on it. I don't know what she even puts on it. Like, there's nothing she can put on it.
Less terrible people. Okay. Like, I think this whole episode is teaching us, if we're really paying attention to the lessons, you're terrible people. And you have to fix that. Outside forces aren't going to fix it, okay? Jack's going to whatever. You guys sitting around in a kumbaya circle with some fucking flake wearing rock deodorant and dreads. Like, it's not going to work, okay? Mm-mm. You're terrible. Yeah. You're still going to be terrible after this, all of you. Thank God. Yeah. So you can keep your jobs on this network. So they have to go around and talk about stuff, I guess. So they start gathering around, and Jason's like, so Jesse, have you and Michelle talked? Like, have you spoken? He's like, who's Michelle?
Yeah.
No, I didn't speak to Michelle. She didn't even want to take my white flag. God, talk about someone not taking life fucking seriously.
Yeah. We also had a nice scene of Kristen trying to ovulate because they break for a moment. And so she found out that like her ovulation was off or something like that. Like she thought it was good. Her window was open, but it's closed. And she sort of just has a moment where she's just like saying like she hates her body. And like, it was actually a really thoughtful scene, you know, really kind of illustrated some of the, like, I feel like sometimes like pregnancy and fertility just sort of gets thrown around on Bravo so much. Like, it's just, just another like bullet point in an episode, but I actually really,
it was so Kristen. Scene. It was like, yeah, like I have this thing, and it was telling me like I'm like ovulating. So I was like, I fucked you, but then like I just opened it again and said my window closed. Like, what the fuck? That's just so Kristen. Like, am I ovulating or not? It's like, okay, you're ovulating. Just kidding, you're not ovulating. Okay, you're ovulating. Not ovulating now. It's like, Jesus Christ, seriously? App. What the hell?
Seriously. So the guys, the bros are sitting out there by the cliffside, and Jesse's clearly drunk, but he's like, the more drunk he gets, he doesn't become sloppy seeming. He just becomes more evil. That's his like.
His eyes get like, blacker, and he just like he's gonna kill somebody. I'm telling. He's like American Psycho without the rizz. Like, so then Zach pulls Brittany aside, and she's like, "Wait a minute, why are you crying, Zach? I thought you had a good conversation with Janet." And he's like, "But like Brittany, she said that you went to lunch with her like the day after that stuff happened. Like what the fuck, Brittany?" And she goes, "Well, it was that bad. It was that bad, Zach. It's a television show. I'm a single mother now. I gotta pay my rent."
Then why did you try to? Why did you? Why the fuck did you tell her? She's like, I mean, maybe I shouldn't have. But same time, if you know, if she said things to you that things about you, I would have told you. It's like, no, I don't think you would have. Yeah, probably right. Because she's talked a lot of shit about you, and I haven't told you. So it looks like they're about to have a big fight, but she does the right thing, which is that she just basically like. She just hugs him a lot and like lets him motorboat her boobs, and they seem to be totally fine.
Yeah, Brittany is not the girl you go to expecting any kind of trust. Like that girl is going to turn around and say everything that you've ever said and try and get you in trouble the next day. She would do it to everybody. I have to say, at least she's even in that, you know?
Yeah. So the sun's going down, everything, and Willa has come back, and now it's time for the ceremony. So Luke tells everyone it's time for the ceremony, and it's gonna be funny. They're putting out mats and everything, and Willa's like, "Hello, everyone. I'm Willa. I'm a ceremonialist," which is something I've just invented. "I'm an embodiment guide.
The fuck is that?
And I'm a sacred photographer." So
just is link. Did you just make up your entire LinkedIn? Is there one word of truth on it? What the fuck is a sacred photographer?
I also
get the fuck out of here with that. An embodiment guide? No. And ceremonialist? No. You're someone who has no, Willa. No.
I'm also a consultant at McKinsey and Partners. So if you
Wonta says no, Wonta says no. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Embodiment guide. I'm going to guide you through some embodiment exercises.
Guys,
I have a beetle here that would like to embody you. So I'm just going to lead it along if you don't mind.
Guys, I'm taking soul photographs, very sacred photographs. Okay. Jesse, yours came out blank. Michelle, yours is pretty faded. Anybody else want to try? Is this camera working? Is this thing on?
So Brittany's like, "I'm not good at this because I kind of like laugh nervously, so don't mind me." She goes, "I just don't know, but I don't know anything about crystals and sage, except they're nice to put onto your dress. But like maybe if we just like rolled up in the big fat joint, like pass all around, we would be giggling and getting along and just be like a real chill man, huh?"
"Yeah, I'm gonna pray to crystals and stuff like that. I pray to chicken wings. That's it. You got any of those? I'll pray."
So then they have to like go around and say stuff. And Jasmine's like, "This is stupid. I don't do this shit."
Poor Jasmine.
So
she just keeps getting roped into stupid things like this, and casseroles, etc.
So they have to go around and say what they're releasing and what they're accepting. So Brett's like, "I'll go first." "Okay, well, I'm releasing hatred, resentment, the ranch dressing that's been in my refrigerator for 6 months because I haven't been living there. And I am accepting happiness and getting back my sparkle and also new jar ranch if anybody got it."
And Janet's saying that she just hopes that while Jax is in rehab, that she can, that Brittany can focus on herself. So Michelle's up and she goes, "I have a lot of releasing to do, stress and anxiety, accepting a new life with happiness and love in Rob Reiner." And they keep cutting to Jesse, and he's doing that thing where he's like clenching his jaw, and like he's not blinking, so that way his eyes can tear up, and he's like, So he's like, "Do I want to get up there and throw flowers on the ground and say I want to release any animosity towards Michelle?" Then he's like, "I'm going to pass."
"But you're crying, Jesse. Look at you. You're just crying. You should go up there, Jesse. You're crying."
He's like, "No, I'm crying for the effect. Everyone watch these black eyes drop tears and know who the evil one is. It's her." the evil woman. So he's so fucking immature. My God, the men on this show. So then Jason gets
like, we're like, do the mandala. Listen, we got Willa the ceremonialist, sacred photographer, and embodiment guide here. You better do her mandala, okay? Otherwise, I'm gonna turn this catch up right around. And we're going right back to LA.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Like, you got to sit there and fake cry to try and get pity from everybody. No one's feeling it after yelling at the women earlier. Give me a fucking break. Like, what planet is this guy on? So he's like, yeah, feeling things, guys. So then Jason gets up and he's like, releasing dockers, accepting dockers. So that worked out great. And Janet's like, release anxiety, get like new beginnings. I love Dave and Buster's and basically basic things. Chicken fingers, anyone? I'm crazy.
I'm just going to pick up Stassi's storyline from 2017 and see it through the finish line.
Yeah, she's really struggling hard with that.
Nia's like, I'm going to call in peace, love, and I'm going to release Santa Clarita. May I never have to go there. And then Danny's like, I'm releasing pride and accepting a new role as a zombie in a video game for the Switch. Okay. And then Jasmine's like, I'm releasing any hope that I'll have any sort of important storyline on this show, and I'm accepting a paycheck. Thank you.
And then they just cut to Melissa and it, like, blacks out her face, or like puts a black square over her face. Like, she's not even here. Don't let her talk. Don't let her even speak, everybody. Okay. So then we go to Luke, and Luke's like, yeah, guys, like, you know, I've been missing in California. I've been missing family, but you guys, you're like family, right? And they're like, ew. Ginger.
Ginger, gross. Stupid. Get out of here, Van Gogh.
Cutting so off he your starts ear. Crying because they're his family. And Janet's like, well, I knew you were my family when you won me 3,000 tickets at Dave and Buster's.
Willa, they cut to Willa, and she's like, I don't understand what this Dave and Buster's is, but it sounds like it's two people that need embodiment coaching, so... So they're like, well, oh, great. Like,
I guess I'll be cheering on capitalism today. Hope they tip well.
Well, it's like, I am a ceremonialist. I am a sacred photographer. And what people don't know is I kill it with skee ball. So I hear you, sister. So then
well, thank God Jason is here to stick up for a shit fucking piece of crap, abusive man. So Jason's like, yeah, but guys, there's a person missing tonight. Let's just shout it out for Jax, guys, because, God, he's a co-parent, and he's doing great at that, kicking his autistic son out of the house so he could live there to screw whoever he wants while his mom lives in an Airbnb and does all the child rearing. God, what a good guy he is. So let's just hope Jax is doing okay tonight. And Brittany's like, yeah, I'm glad he said something because I was going to bow cry.
And then the music sort of becomes uplifting, but also emotional. We go to Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden we're watching a video from Jax, and he's like, hey, everybody, you know, the first couple of days here, I was very standoffish. I just felt out of my element, and I didn't want to be here, and I didn't like the people here, and I don't want to hear anybody. There's no one to fuck. I mean, just kidding. I could fuck everyone. It doesn't matter. A hole is a hole. Am I right? But getting emotional every day, to be honest, I'm finally finding some emotions that I didn't know I had. I mean, I hate the fact that I'm here and she's out there, and I know she's going on trips, but sometimes I just feel like sometimes I feel a little alone. I'm like, oh, God. He's doing this whole thing like he's so happy. And he's like, not happy, but he's like, oh, guys, like, this is just raw Jax. Like, we know you are angry and rageful. And this is all a front because we've heard the texts.
Yeah. He's like, hey, guys, I've learned new emotions. And one of them is that Brittany is neglecting me. That's an emotion, right? So Brittany's neglectful, basically threw me in the hospital, ran away. I mean, what am I doing in here alone? Like, we're married. Like, it's supposed to be sickness and in health. And she's out there partying. I'm sick right now. You're not. Yeah. You fucking broke your wedding vows, sir. You are no longer. You are currently getting divorced. You don't get to like cry about religious fucking ceremonies that you partook in. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, there's demons inside me, guys. There's demons. And Brittany's out partying.
Yeah, I'm sick. I need help. I'm neglected. Yeah. You're neglected because you earned that neglect. You've earned it in so many different ways. So you have to sit with that neglect right now. And also just like when, like, do you really check in on Britney? Did you check in on Britney after all the times you heard her? I don't think so. So he's
so
like,
gross.
Keep going.
Like, and of course we get the violin music because it's Bravo. Stop trying to sell me fucking Jax. Just stop. So now we go back to the ceremony and Danny's like, well, guys, I got to go. I booked a voiceover gig. Spoiler alert. All right, that's enough of that. All right, and that's a free one. That's free for all y'all, okay? But I'm going to leave. Whether or not the voiceover gig is real, I do not want to be confronted about grabbing women's asses and getting perverted and sexual assaulty when I'm drunk. So I'm going to go ahead and leave. Bye.
So Neo walks him out. And then Luke has a balloon that says gratitude on it. And he's like, okay, I want everyone to say something that you're grateful for. Here's the balloon. Or it's like a ball, actually. And so first Brittany's like, well, I'm thankful for my son. And he's just like the light of my life. And I miss him so much right now. And I'm just super grateful for that and everybody. Also, I want to say I'm grateful for Meemaw's beer cheese. That was really nice, too. Okay, here, Jesse, this ball's for you. So she throws the ball to Jesse, and he's like, I'm in the middle of a very toxic situation right now. And the fact that Isabella is thriving is amazing. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, Michelle, now it's time for now you have to talk and be emotional, too. Good luck. So he sends the ball to her.
And she's like, it is very difficult to have any feelings for somebody who has hurt you so bad. I see your Drew colors shining through. I see your Drew colors. And that is why I hate you. And Jesse goes, and Zach, don't roll your eyes with Michelle the way you did with me. And Zach goes, I didn't roll my eyes at her. I rolled my eyes at you. And he's like, I'm going to go over there and fucking bury that guy. I'm going to bury him off the cliff. Not that that makes much sense, but
it doesn't make any sense.
I'll still do it.
Throw him. I'm going to throw him, and then when he lands, he will have landed with such impact, he will have self-buried himself, which I will take the credit for. So Michelle's like, well, let me think for a moment, because it is hard to think. Let me access. Hold on. Still searching. Spinny wheel. It's been a long time since I had good memories. And then we see all these flat. We get this weird montage of, like, photos and a life long ago of Jesse and Michelle in their happier years, which never looked that happy, if you ask me.
No, and then we get a montage of their horrible years and him just, like, being an asshole. And then she says, you know, but a great moment was when we were deciding to have a child together. And she's crying and he's crying and Jasmine's crying and Janet's crying. We see a black box of a face sitting on over a body. So Melissa's presumably crying. Who knows? They won't show her yet. I don't know if she didn't sign a release or what. And then Jesse gets up and storms off. And Zach's like, see, Jasmine, see what I mean? And then basically Jesse's like, all good things come to an end, right? But it was good at one point. We traveled the world. We worked together. There was a lot there. There was a lot, guys. Single tear.
Yeah, a lot of
single tear coming down, black eyes.
So then Jason goes after him to see if he's okay. And Jesse at this point has now transitioned into wearing nothing but that sort of like light gray underwear. It's like stone underwear. And he's like, I'm going to drive home right now. So go the fuck downstairs, please, please. He's like, well, yeah, well, it's a tough situation. I can't imagine how hard this is. It's hard to be doing this with your ex. I mean, the only one I feel worse for is Jax. God, what a hero he is. And Jesse's like, okay, you know what? I am done. Fuck this shit. Get the fuck out.
He's yelling at Jason to get out of his room. What was that about? It was weird.
Why is he upset right now?
Coke rage. I mean, I don't know. I guess we're not allowed to say it until it comes out on the show, but that guy's like clearly coked out of his mind too. His eyes are black. Okay. They are dimes. And he's like, he's got like clear coke rage or allegedly. That is only me alleging. I have no facts, but he seems like he's coked out of his mind and drunk as fuck and miserable. He's a miserable human being. So
yeah,
things aren't going his way. He didn't get all the pity that he wanted. And good for Zach for sitting there rolling his eyes at Jesse. Thank you.
Yeah, good for Zach.
Speaking for the audience, because this is a bunch of bullshit. And I hate when the whole cast rallies around people like they've done to Jax for 15 years now, acting like, oh, what? This just him. Poor Jax. Oh, am I right, guys?
Yeah. And honestly, Zach gets it from all sides on this show. And I feel really bad for him. And I think that like he's doing a great job just like staying afloat with this group of people.
Yeah, I don't know that I feel bad for him. I mean, Zach gives as good as he gets. Like, I don't think Zach is like some innocent little thing, but it's nice to have Zach there to stand up to people like Jesse, who no one will say anything to, you know?
I just feel like Zach, I feel like I see a dynamic play out with Zach and the guys that is very high school. Like, to me, it really is like the straight guys, like, going after like the gay guy because he's quote unquote weaker. Like, I think you mentioned it just before with Jason. We saw it with Jesse. Yeah. Jesse saying those things. He's not going to say those things to the other bros. There's just something about it. And I feel like sometimes like the girls kind of beat up on him too a little bit every now and then. Like, Zach is no angel, but I just feel like I see him on the show and I see someone who has to like relive his high school existence in some ways. So, you know, I feel bad for him having to deal with all that.
You know who also feels bad? Stick Benji! Benji feels really bad, you guys. When does Benji get to go? When's his turn? Benji regrets ever leaving me, and Benji welcomes me back with my Nespresso pods back into his life. So yay, Benji. All right, everybody, that brings us to the end of the Val. We will see you Friday night here in Austin to recap Summer House, and then we'll see you in Dallas the next night to recap Vanderpump Rules. And we'll see you next week in Las Vegas. If you want tickets for any of those or Los Angeles and Seattle coming up in June, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. Join us tomorrow or Friday rather for a trailer trash, video on demand, Crappens on demand for the Real Housewives of Miami trailer. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.